Well, look, you're instantly sad, aren't you? He's been an integral part of this club, been a fantastic role model for everybody who's played alongside him, and especially the younger players in this dressing room. He's a proper leader of men. He's done some fantastic individual feats, as both as a player and as a captain. He's represented his country in one-day cricket, and he's a World Cup winner in T20 cricket, which is fantastic. So, first of all, you congratulate him for what has been an outstanding career. And as I say, you have some sadness that a lot of good times we shared together with him will be gone. And as I say, the influence that he's left in the dressing room, your hope will live on.
You always get the impression when Mike Yardie's around that he's a very popular figure in that Sussex dressing room.
Okay, yeah, he's a strong man, he's a hard man. He leads by example. I mean, as I say, he's had his injuries that he's gotten still niggling away at the moment. You know, as I say, he shouldn't have played with that. When he had it, you know, it should have been, as I say, 3 to 6 weeks, and defied all the odds and physios and advice, and has got himself out there, which epitomises him. He's a tough, tough man who plays tough, tough cricket, and got fantastic work ethic. And as I say, and has also achieved great things himself. So he's a popular man because he gives people time, and he leads by example.
Has it been the run of injuries that led Mike to this decision, Mark?
Possibly, yeah. Look, I think it takes its toll, doesn't it, the game and everything. And, you know, he hasn't been able to quite reach the standards that he would like to have met, especially with the bat. He was a bloke who consistently got big runs for the county, and he slightly changed the last couple of years, so a bloke who got match-winning hundreds as without quite the consistency. So it's tiring, the game, isn't it? It can wear you down, and I think at the moment he obviously feels, which he can tell you about more than me, it's time to, you know, to look to do something new and exciting. And he wants to play to the end of the summer. He wants to help Sussex hopefully win a trophy, maybe in the 2020, maybe in the 50 over. And he wants to do the best for the county, and then hopefully play the rest of the season with a smile on his face, with maybe a bit less pressure on himself.
And of course, Mike had the illness as well. He was very brave throughout that illness as well, Mark.
He is a brave man, isn't he? And he faces it, and it doesn't go away what he faces. So, but as I say, he's a strong man and deals with it every day.
In terms of the club, two big players this season, Matt Prior and now Mike Yardie. That must leave a massive hole in the club.
Look, the Matty's one was slightly different because, you know, we thought we were going to have Matty for the year, so a lot of the plans are made with Prior playing. Yards is slightly different in the sense that we know in enough time to try and plug that hole, which is, it's going to be hard to fill. But in terms of their personalities, and as much as anything, of course they leave big holes, as well as their skill level, isn't it? And I suppose Yards is the last bastion of that 2006-2005 era, really. Obviously Nashu was around it a little bit, but I think he's the last bastion of one of those big players of that time when we ruled the roost as such.